Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the final week of December 2025. We hope everyone has had a wonderful holiday. We have a lot to be thankful reflecting back on the year 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous just celebrated its 50th year of serving campers this past year, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. Camp registration is open for 2026. That includes respites, spring groups, week-long sessions, and our travel program. Santa has probably entertained over 1,000 campers during the month of December. We can't thank Jeff Hintz enough for the wonderful job he has done helping Santa. Camp's holiday gift drive was a huge success. The camp staff brought hundreds of gifts to people with disabilities throughout the area. One stop included Empowering Abilities, located in the Quad Cities, where Santa had a great time there. The final adventure for our travel program was Dancing with Horses, and it was a great time up in Lake Geneva. Lots of campers. It was a great way to end the travel program for 2020. Got a basketball game coming up. Iowa's playing basketball on the 3rd of January, and that'll be our next travel program. Respite Care ended the year with fun, friends, and laser tag. They had a great turnout and lots of campers, lots of great staff enjoying the final weekend for respite in 2026. Camp looks forward to welcoming new and old campers alike for respite in January to kick off the new year. Camp Courageous is currently looking for immediate openings for our aquatics program. If you have any aquatic skills and you would love to be a part of the Camp Courageous program, we'd love to visit with you. Just kind of contact us here at Camp Courageous at any time. The Camp's Animal Program, where we bring Camp's animals to you, had a very successful year with over 50 visits. Over 900 folks had a chance to enjoy Camp's two rabbits, two guinea pigs, a hedgehog, goldfish, two alpacas, and a donkey. And if you'd like to schedule for 2026, get a hold of Carl here at Camp Courageous. Also coming up, we have the animals going on Monday to River Bend and also to Oak Place, and on Tuesday to the Cedars. And then the Camp to You program will be in Iowa City with the ARC on Tuesday. So once again, anybody would like programs given to their schools, groups, day habs, we'd be more than happy to do that. A big thank you to the Chaz and Nancy Jargo family. They have been coming out here for years, right around Christmas time. It's their gift to each other, and they do a big work project. They'll be coming out on Monday working on the Beckwith Dormitory. So a big thank you to them for their years of helping Camp Courageous. The Manchester Garage Sale continues to go extremely well. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays 9 to 6, on Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to the volunteers, to everyone that brings some things, and to all the buyers. And of course, here at Camp Courageous, we have our winter sale going on. It's located in the camp's main lodge, which is at 12007 190th Street in Monticello. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Thursdays from 9 to 6, and every third Saturday they're open from 9 to noon. So a big thank you to, once again, all those people that bring us items to sell, those people that come and shop, and the volunteers that make it possible. If you or a group that you're involved in would like CPR training and first aid training, Kelly here at Camp Courageous, our registered nurse, is providing that opportunity. Just get a hold of her at Camp Courageous and you can work out the arrangements. It was an honor to have Ron Burmeister from Bettendorf who is chair of the board, and Pat Rounds, who is the CEO of the Petroleum Marketers Management Insurance Company, visit Camp Courageous and present a check. That check was in honor of me, and I'm very, very grateful and humbled for that. 45 of those 46 years I've been here at camp, we've had a very close relationship with Fuel Iowa, formerly the Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Stores of Iowa. PMMIC is the industry leader in providing petroleum storage tank liability insurance. They're owned by Petroleum Marketers, so those have all been our friends for the last 45 years. We presented the check out at the Fuel Iowa gazebo here right at the center of Camp Courageous, something that Ron McGovern, a former petroleum marketer, made possible for the camp. So big thank you to all those folks that made it extremely special. Our need of the week includes painter's tape, that nice blue tape, and also online labels. So either of those items would be much, much appreciated. We lost a couple of dear friends this past week. Carol Harrington passed away. Carol was 75 from Ollie. Wonderful support of the camp, and our sympathy goes out to her family. And also our friend Thomas Hagee, who is 78 from Iowa City, formerly from Durant, very involved with Camp Courageous for many years. And our sympathy goes out to his family and friends. Both asked that their memorials come here to Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We hope everyone has had a wonderful 2025, and we look forward to a great 2026. We are sincerely grateful to you today for listening. Thank you.